Anyone want to try a spot the Fed in here? No, sir, I'm staff. See, I have a staff badge. That makes me staff. Valiant effort, though, sir. A for effort. There are a couple in here. Let's see if you can spot them. You're not, you really probably shouldn't be here if you're asking that kind of question, sir. The question was spot who? That would be the Fed, sir. Do you get another guess? No, sir. I'm sorry. You have one try. Anyone? Anyone at all? Yes, in the back. Can you please stand up for the rest of us? I realize that requires calories, but... And can you have the person behind you stand up? I'm sorry, the person next to you. Small depth perception problem there. Stand up, sir. There you go. You want to bring him down? I've got a spare mic. Bring him on down. Generally, we like you to pre-qualify him before you bring him in, because if they're too small, you have to throw him back. It's the Fed release program. That's right. We want them to breed because they keep us employed. Oh, I'm sorry. Was it? Funny, I thought a lot of my paychecks came from that direction, actually. No, I just said some of my paychecks come from that way. If I had the choice between working as a GS-12, which averages about $80,000 a year, and what I get paid normally, I'll stick with what I do now. Anytime, sir. Feel free. I do. Nor am I. I actually played rugby. Mike, right on the other side of me. Nice hat.
Thank you.
Weird hat. We have Trojans and Cox. And I'm in the middle. I think I'm going to stand up. There's a mic right behind you. His shirt says to survive, you must adapt.
Okay.
And he has nothing on his, except Cox on his hat. Well, go ahead, sir.
What?
All right, very good.
One.
Okay. Quick recap for those of you who are just far too self-absorbed. Generally, what you want to do is you want to ask specific questions to find out if the gentleman is a federal officer. Would you like examples, sir? If you're in the advanced track, you should be bright enough to
figure
it out.
Can I try this one? Are you carrying identification of being in a federal agency?
I'm carrying identification.
The answer was I'm carrying identification. I would hope so, sir. I, too, have problems figuring out who I am in the morning as well. You know, we have to change our names so often. It just... Try again.
For which agency are you carrying identification?
The people who I work for.
Obviously, this man works for the president.
We have a politician with us. And me wearing sandals. What's that, sir? Did he inhale? Sir, are you a bone smoker? You have that look about you. Try NA, sir. Wrong meeting. This is the advanced hacker track. NA's down the hall. Okay, we know that he carries identification. We know he has identification for the people he works for. Would someone from the audience care to take a stab at it? Do you have arrestable abilities? Would that be powers of arrest?
I do not.
He does not have powers of arrest. By the way, if the speaker is here, please come forward. Yes, sir.
Are you a federal employee?
Yes, I am.
He is a federal employee.
I live in Maryland.
The worm turns. That question is usually followed up by, are you married to your sister?
Yes, I do work in Maryland.
He works in Maryland. That means he must be a government employee because you know what? You can't live in Maryland on that salary. The next question would be, are your parents married?
I'm sorry, but I'm not able to answer that question.
I see. Are they married to each other?
I'm not authorized to answer that question.
Anyone else?
Mail what?
Does he work for the largest employer in Maryland?
Who might that be, sir?
Well, NSA. Actually, no such agents do.
What was that again? Who was it?
Purdue.
Purdue is the largest employer in Maryland. I was going to say, folks, check your figures.
I'm employed at Fort Meade.
Ooh. Should we go outside and smile for the satellite photo?
It's already there.
Very good.
No, sir, I'm not.
Oh, come on, you're leading the question now. You. What? I swear to God, I'm positive I didn't hear what I thought I heard from you. It sounded like a sexual proposition. And even though he's wearing the Cox hat, don't assume.
And then some.
Is it double code word?
No comment.
If so, what compartments?
No comment.
Are you SBI cleared?
And then some.
Are you SCI cleared?
And then some.
What? I asked that already. He said no comment. It was the Grays, sir. The Gray aliens.
What was your name, sir?
Actually, don't worry. We've already had him on file. Oh, did I say that out loud?
I'm not familiar with the phrase.
Actually, since you're adding no value, give me that.
Yeah.
Next question.
Isn't the speaker here yet? Can you give me a better definition of the term, please? I'm not armed at the moment. Yes, sir, I do. No, sir.
Why do you ask? Didn't I see you at the last meeting?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
The question
I work
is,
for large numbers? Base 2, base 10? What are we talking about? I'm sorry.
Could you repeat the question, please? I didn't hear you. Do you know Penny Cornwell? Why, is that your sister? Because I've heard she's real good. I've just heard. Don't kick my ass.
No, I don't. No, sir, I'm sorry.
Do you know the difference between a bit and a bite, sir?
Yes.
What kind of math? Applied math, theoretical math, graduate level, undergraduate level?
No, sir, I don't have a PhD.
Actually, funny story about the NSA. The NSA does not encourage PhDs necessarily to come in, but they will pay for it if you want to get one.
At least 2 a year.
Do you work with encryption?
Yes, sir.
Do you work with encryption, sir?
No.
Do you ever use encryption? Do you wash your hands when you're done? You should think about it, sir. It's a very dirty habit. Especially when you're drinking Corona, sir. This is a lot about a man's character. He drinks Corona. Remember, I played rugby. The light beer for us was black and tan. Ergo why I look 6 months pregnant. Does he like to eat M&Ms? Sir, I think that's a question of a sexual nature. We've been over that once before. We have that whole don't ask, don't tell. We don't ask, you don't tell. What is your pay scale is the question.
GS-13.
His pay scale is GS-13. Does anyone in the audience know what a GS-13 is? Please raise your hand. Fed. I helped you guys out. We got about 15 of them raising their hands. Boy, you guys. You ain't very bright, are you? About as sharp as a bowling ball. Rode the short bus to school. Go ahead. Next question. You don't get out much, do you, sir? You know the internet has a lot of porn on it? Alt binaries erotica. Give it a look. It'll relieve some of the tension for you. What is your specialty?
I work in the computer department.
He works in the computer department.
I don't actually come into contact with anybody.
He works in a little room all by himself.
No, actually, my employer is not beneath anybody.
What was the question again? I'm sorry, I missed that. Who is the employer underneath the Treasury Department? That's what I heard you say, sir. And the guy next to you heard it, too. So.
Does he track individuals?
As opposed to nation states?
I can answer that with another question. Who here believes what went on in the initial room discussion this morning?
The question was, who here believes what went on in the initial room discussion this morning? Once again, if the speaker is here, please come forward. Define belief.
Please.
Well, sir, that's relative, isn't it?
Are you confident in what they said?
There you go. Why not? What's that? They have the lying gene. Very good. Well, actually, honestly, if you listen to what the gentleman from the CIA had to say, and you correlate it with what the gentleman on the panel this morning had to say, a lot of truth came out of that. Now, you kind of have to listen between... No, it doesn't go any further, but thank you for the rub. The correlation between what they had to say and what a lot that they didn't have to say should point you in the direction of the truth. I will tell you definitively the gentleman who came up earlier was impromptu, spoke the truth. And you can verify it, just do the math. This is supposed to be the Uber Hacksure track. You have to remove your hand from your face, sir. I can't hear you. That would make you an agent, sir.